Welcome to Earnest Contender. I'm Carissa Gray. This week's topic is Hide and Seek, wholeheartedly searching for God. Ready or not, it's time to get real, my friends. Join us online this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the weekly Bible chat. Don't miss the good fellowship and friendly conversation. We'll chat about this week's Bible topic and scriptures. You can post praise reports and prayer requests. And for those up to the challenge, test your knowledge with Bible trivia. Don't miss it. We look forward to chatting with you this week. Hide and seek, wholeheartedly searching for God. God is calling us to Him, and it comes down to this. We can play games or get real. Worldly systems and vain religious rituals leave us hollow, self-righteous, and jaded. Many hide from God, seeking near and far for fulfillment, only to fall victim to rejection and pain. On the other hand, our loving God offers milk, honey, and everlasting life if we repent and seek Him wholeheartedly. Isaiah 55:6-7. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. In Isaiah 55, God reminds us of the everlasting covenant He made with David. The Lord was willing to be merciful and make Israel a powerful and influential nation, but the people's hearts were far from Him. Why do God's people relentlessly seek after things that can't fulfill them? He would bless them above anything they could think or imagine if they would turn from wickedness. The same promise of abundant life applies to us today. If we seek Him, we will find Him. Like Adam and Eve, we try to play hide and seek with God. Recall the couple was tempted to sin in the garden. The serpent deceived Eve, claiming the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil wouldn't kill her. Hoping to become like the gods, the couple ate the fruit despite God's prohibition. Immediately consumed with guilt, they shamefully hid from God in the foliage. Genesis 3:8-10. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. Imagine routinely communing with God like that and walking in His presence. What a privilege Adam and Eve had to live freely in the garden's abundance and have all their provisions met. However, they sinned in disobedience, bringing death upon themselves and every generation. Indeed, we've all been cast out of the garden, for we've all sinned against God. We can try to hide, but He'll find us. Indeed, every person will face Him now or later. Lost in sin, humanity was doomed. The good news is that God had established an everlasting covenant with King David. God would send the Messiah through David's line, and His kingdom would endure forever. God sent His only Son not to condemn the world, but to save it. And though we were dead in sin, He offers a plan of salvation and abundant life. We must turn our hearts to God and believe in Jesus Christ to be reconciled. But believers are still hiding. God's people are very familiar with Adam and Eve's fall. We've heard about the Davidic covenant numerous times. We faithfully believe Jesus came to save us, and we eagerly anticipate His return. If this is true, why do we hide from God's presence? What holds us back? Fear? Pride? Doubt? Yes, all of the above. Instead of seeking a genuine relationship with Jesus Christ, we try to pull the old Adam and Eve, hide to avoid confrontation. Let's get real. Many believers want to hold on to sin and reap God's blessings. See, the devil recycles the same garden variety lie for each generation. He says if we fully commit to obeying God's commandments, we'll miss out on something. He appeals to our lusts and weaknesses, money, power, fame, wealth, food, entertainment, idleness, busyness, anything, to convince us to please ourselves rather than to seek God. The enemy knows what God has in store for those who seek righteousness, and his wicked lies fall flat in the face of truth. Jeremiah 29:13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Where can we find him? We can find the Lord in his word if we're dedicated to the search. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It'll guide our search for truth and purpose. Once we learn the word, we should hide it in our hearts so we might not sin against God. Jesus Christ himself is the word, and the Davidic covenant manifests through him. He's the way, the truth, and the life. All who believe will be redeemed. Moreover, if we're looking for God, he abides in the praises of his people. Psalm 22:3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God seeks those who worship him in spirit and truth. He sacrificed his son, even though we brought damnation upon ourselves. He calls us to rest when we're weary and burdened with the world's cares. He lifts our shameful heads when we deserve to be condemned. He gives us sustaining grace and peace that passes understanding. His power is unmatched, unlimited, unfathomable. He's consuming fire and living water at the same time. He is worthy of gratitude for his myriad blessings. Let's seek his face with hearts of thanksgiving, for he has done marvelous things. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. We should take God's promises to heart, turn to him, and trust in the everlasting covenant fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The Lord rewards those who diligently seek him, so we should find him while he is near. The devil seeks whom he may devour, yet Jesus came to seek and save those who are lost. And so we don't have to hide in sin. We can repent and seek after God so our lives can be hidden in his Son. Colossians 3:1-3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Thank you for tuning in to Earnest Contender. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Romans 10:9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please join us at earnestcontender.substack.com for the weekly podcast. You can also find resources on salvation and discipleship. Please share Earnest Contender with your friends and family. May God bless and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.